This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So it was 40 years ago today, if you're ready to feel old, that this movie was released.
Safe and sound now, back in good old 1955.
1955? Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
40 years?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
Hey, McFly!
This is a big one, the one I've been waiting for all my life.
You're my mom.
Wait, 40 years ago today, Back to the Future was released on July 3rd, 1985.
Wow.
I am old.
Yeah, we both are.
I remember the day it came out.
It is not often I just flail both middle fingers high up straight into the wind, take a photo and put it out there on the interwebs, but I did today and here's why. We're all sick of the scam texts and the scam messages, and Scott was a victim last week and had to, I don't know, how many hours of your life did you lose over that? 4 hours?
Probably more than that. I had to go back to the bank this morning.
Oh, God.
Because I got my debit card, and when I went to activate it at the ATM, it told me that my password was incorrect. My passcode was incorrect. So then I had to drive over to the bank, and they're very helpful, of course, at CapFed. It's a great bank. But he had to get on the phone with Topeka. What's the last four of your social? What's your zip code? Blah, blah, blah. And finally it's activated. I would guess anywhere between 5 to 7 hours.
So there's something in the water today. And help us figure out what this is and then warn people that you think might not understand what's going on here. Because we've already had a couple of listeners go, I don't understand. I got a text at 1:53 that says, unpaid ticket notice, final enforcement warning. You have an unpaid traffic citation on record. If not paid by July 5, 2025, we will begin enforcement under administrative code D508-12.083. DMV will log your violation. So there's a couple of clues there. DMV is not a subject in a sentence. It's just not. Nor are you going to get a text or anyone reaching out to you with some link to, quote, pay your ticket. This is a scam.
Of course.
Registration will be suspended. Driving privileges revoked for 30 days. We don't do that in the United States. Hell, there are people driving around right now that have had multiple DUIs. Mm-hmm. You don't pay a parking ticket, they're not revoking you right now, okay?
Reply Y and reopen this message and click on the link.
35% enforcement fee applies. Legal and credit consequences may follow. Act now to avoid suspension. Pay immediately. They have hijacked, do not go to this website. Mm-mm. They have hijacked ksdot.gov-10. hang, and then there's some other stuff on it. So that is not the Kansas Department of Transportation. But if you're not paying attention and you just type in ksdot.gov, blah, 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 it will take you to a website that is not secure. You will plug in your credit card information, and then they will wipe you out. So I post this, and I replied, and I know you're not supposed to do that, but I just replied with a gigantic middle finger because I, from time to time, I just can't help myself. The phone call that this came in from, this text, is +63 (3+3)(3+3)(3+3)(3). Yeah. It's an international text.
That is correct.
Text. And in fact, a listener pointed out that the +63 at the beginning of that text is the Philippines.
Is that what it is, the Philippines?
Is the Philippines. And so the reason we're bringing this up today, before we celebrate our freedom and the birth of America, is because when I posted this,
they're right, it is the Philippines.
153, Scott, all of our listeners started screenshotting. I just got one too. I got one. I got two today. I got one. And then during the last break, Scott,
I got one.
He got one during the last break.
But mine reads differently than yours. It does include the, you know, if you don't pay right away, I have until tomorrow, by the way, so I'm going to take my time. But if I don't pay by tomorrow, which, as we all know, the Department of Revenue in Kansas is not going to be open tomorrow, but maybe people in the Philippines don't know that. They're going to suspend my driver's license for 30 days. I'm going to be referred to the Kansas Payment Center with an imposition of a 55% administrative fee.
Oh, you get a 55% admin. Mine was only 35%. You must really be in trouble with the Philippines.
I must owe a lot of money. Potential criminal prosecution, pay now at, you know, I'm not going to give it out. And then it says, reply Y and reopen this message to click the link we send you.
Nope. Listen to this from listener Patty. I've gotten 4 so far today, each from a different site. What is it about today? Because there's no way that I randomly post that with my middle finger. And then Scott and I are talking about it off the air. And I'm like, I am so sick and tired of these things that I cannot say on the air coming through my phone.
They're evil.
20 minutes later, Scott goes, oh my God, I just got the same text.
Yep. They're evil, and there are warm beds in hell for these people.
Listener Christina, I've gotten 3 different texts today with the same information with different names sending them. Listener Sarah, I got it twice today. Listener Kyle, I just received the same message. Here's another one, Carol Lee, I've had 4 today. Mm-hmm. Why is this happening today here? Is it because they know it's the holiday? Is it because, well, I better get that taken care of before we go hit the lake and celebrate our freedoms?
But the thing is, I mean, for me to owe money to the DMV or to the Department of Revenue, for what? It doesn't even say what I did. Our records indicate an outstanding traffic violation associated with your case. First of all, they wouldn't use the word case.
No.
I haven't been pulled over in years. And by years, I mean more than 10.
Yeah.
What outstanding traffic violation could I have?
All they need is one, Scott.
All they need me to do is reply Y and then click on the link.
And then it's over.
And
they
got you. Screwed.
They got you.
But see, these morons don't realize that Scott is old and he's a nerd and he doesn't keep his financial information on his phone.
No, but once you call, I'm telling you, Scott, they might fish for 1,000 people. All they need is one to not understand. And we had one listener go, oh, so let me get this straight. You got a ticket, didn't pay it, and now you're mad you've got to call them to pay it. There's the one.
913-586-7798. Mike in Topeka. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So the reason I think this is happening today is because the banks are closed tomorrow. Anyone on a biweekly pay period who normally gets paid on a Friday got paid today.
That is correct.
Instead.
Oh.
And they know that. And it's also the first of the month. And a lot of people get their checks on the first of the month. So it's kind of a double whammy. Well,
it's technically, Mike, it's technically the third.
Well, I mean, but this would be the first pay period of the
yep,
month.
Yep, he's absolutely right. Here's the other deal, Mike.
Those two things being in conjunction with each other are why they're just going after everyone.
If you get in trouble today because you give your information to a scammer, the banks are closed tomorrow and mostly Saturday and certainly Sunday, which means they have much more
Time.
Lead time.
Time, yeah. Yep, you hit the nail on exactly what I was about to say next is, yeah, because they have that extra time period between now and then, you can do something about it if, you know, something nefarious does take place.
Brilliant.
It makes it significantly difficult for them, you know, for you to do something about it. So,
right on.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Mike.
Bye.
Be well.
That
take care.
That is exactly why this is happening today.
It gives them 3 days because I'm sure the Philippines do not celebrate July 4th tomorrow. So it's a Friday. They've got all day to steal your information, rack up whatever they want. And then they got Saturday and Sunday. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. We are doing Festivus Thursday. Coming up right after the 5 o'clock news, the airing of the grievances here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, we hope we're wrong, but it is quite possible that today there is somebody walking around in Kansas City with 10 fingers, that tomorrow night or Saturday morning will have 9 or maybe even 8. Joining us on the KMZ hotline is Dr. Megan Garcia with Research Medical Center, the Burn Program Medical Director. Dr. Garcia, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Have you already seen victims come in already?
Yes, you know, with the good weather and fireworks dance open, we have been seeing people coming into the hospital already losing digits.
Literally losing fingers.
Yes.
Dana was just reading me some statistics. Every year there are 18,500 fires that are caused by fireworks, 14,700 injuries by fireworks, and last year 11 people were killed by fireworks. This is serious business.
The 4th and 5th of July, there are about 90,000 ER visits related to fireworks, and 20% of them involve children.
Is it true that sparklers are the most underestimated injury-causing burn and whatnot for children? Because you think, oh, it's a sparkler, it's safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Sparklers burn at about 2,000 degrees. It's the same temp as lava. So imagine handing your kid a stick with lava at the end. Most people wouldn't do that. So definitely underestimated in what we're giving our kids right now.
Are you guys going to be at full staff tomorrow?
Yes, I think all of the local burn centers will be ready to go.
Wow. What is the worst you've seen? And, you know, obviously no names, no identifying factors of the case, but what was the offending firework? Is it more like the homemade fireworks, or can it be anything?
The worst injury I've seen has been related to home fireworks. People who were putting multiple fireworks together are trying to get the gunpowder out of fireworks, and then it exploded in their home.
What's the worst injury you've ever seen?
I once had a patient that lost all four of their limbs.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, all four?
Yes. That was by far the worst fireworks injury that I've seen. So just reminding people to stay safe. Don't try to make your own fireworks. And practice safe home cooking as well.
Okay, because we see that as well, don't we? Because everyone's out grilling.
Exactly. It's easy to get distracted when you have guests over, but make sure that you're staying by your grill and staying inside your house near your stove if you're cooking. Hmm.
Okay. Doctor, thank you for your time.
Have a great day. Thanks.
And I hope you have a rather uneventful 4th of July.
Right.
I hope for the KC metro area that I also have an uneventful 4th of July.
All right. That is Dr. Megan Garcia with
Doctor.
Research Medical Center.
Now, this is their like go time.
Lost all four of their limbs. Can you imagine?
No. Yeah. No.
If that was, I'm not laughing. If that is you, for the rest of your life, you can do nothing on your own.
Correct.
Somebody has to.
And people would assume, I think a lot of people would assume what, Scott, when they see you in a wheelchair, what would they assume?
You were injured in battle.
In war. Yep. That you went to war.
Thank you for your service. No, actually, I made my own fireworks and blew off all my arms and legs.
My God. What is the ratio percentage, male to female, with severe injury from fireworks? And I'm telling you, it has to be 90-10.
I was going
to
say 80-20. I'm telling you.
Not that women don't enjoy fireworks. I'm not saying that. I'm just where you're looking in going, why isn't that mortar going off? You know, that is for some reason.
And why is my eye not attached to my head anymore?
A uniquely male
issue
this time of year.
I'm not going to dispute it. It's like embezzlement, you know? That's always
uniquely
90-10
female,
women.
Right? It just is.
And doing stupid stuff with fireworks is 90-10 or 80-20 male. It's just the way it is.
I'm looking it up.
And I'm telling you, I don't want to be the Debbie Downer or the party pooper. I've never been into fireworks. And you guys wonder why tomorrow I'm going to be running my sprinkler system for about 4 hours before it turns 6 o'clock.
Young men, particularly aged 20 to 24, tend to have the highest estimated rate of ER visits.
Believe every word of that.
Males account, some years, males account a reach as high as 70% of injuries.
Mm-hmm. And my neighborhood tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night, is going to sound like a damn war went off. But I'll tell you this. When I was seeing somebody who shall not be named, we would go to her sister's house in Turner, in KCK. I have never in my life seen anything like the 4th of July in that neighborhood. It was insane. I was afraid to drive out that my car was going to get set on fire.
One emergency room physician is quoted as saying, and I know people are listening to this, that's not going to happen to me. It's not going to happen to me.
Sure.
Every year we have this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
One ER doctor is saying people vastly underestimate how graphic and horrific these injuries can be.
Yeah. I saw a post on Facebook earlier today, and it just said, in America tomorrow. And all it was about 7 or 8 X-ray images of hands.
With
fingers missing.
I'm going to say right now, it's also groin injuries. So be careful.
They're putting fireworks in their pants?
They're standing right over it. And when that thing goes off and it's not supposed to, it can be unpredictable.
You're like Hezbollah with a pager.
Yeah. Be careful.
Okay. Are you doing fireworks tomorrow night?
No. Am I? How well do you know me?
I know you very well. Is Johnny into fireworks?
Nope. We are going to go watch the display at the lake. Super excited.
You're going to leave your new house?
Yeah.
Are you going to water the grass?
Sure.
You going to wet the roof?
Sure.
Okay. I thought with the new house, you'd want to stay and guard it and make sure that nobody sets it on fire.
I don't think anyone's going to set it on fire. We don't have a shake shingle roof.
Okay. You were into the Squid Game show for one season, or you watched it and didn't like it?
It's brilliant because it's so unique, but it was, you want to talk about graphic, it is so graphic. I think I got to the fourth episode.
That's right.
And then thought, that's I right. cannot watch this any out. Longer.
That's right. The third and final season of the hit Korean series Squid Game.
It's still going?
Yep. Has broken records to become the biggest ever TV launch for Netflix.
Oh, I just don't know how to do it again.
60 million views.
Oh.
A new high for a streamer with more than 368 million hours viewed. The second season launched with 68 million views, but over a four-day period last December.
It is extremely. Think of a game show, but you're all killing each other. That's what it is.
Yeah, I've never watched
it. It's the Hunger Games meets Saw. I mean, it is so graphic.
Huh.
And 100% not safe for kids, by the way. Like, there have been, like, psychiatrists that have weighed in on this. Children should not watch that show.
So while this is the last season, third and final season, David Fincher has been rumored to be developing an English language remake for Netflix. The director has worked with Netflix before on political drama series House of Cards. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The streamer has already found success with competition spinoff Squid Game The Challenge, with a second season on the way already. We're going to do Festivus Thursday, right after the 5 o'clock news. The airing of the grievances. Dana Wright, Quentin, my name is Scott Parks, here on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Isn't it weird? Like, This song is 41, 42 years old, and I haven't heard it in years. And Q, you came back with it, and Dana and I are both in here. I will be waiting. It's amazing how you never forget the lyrics.
I mean, that's like, you know, you throw on whatever, you're listening to the radio, and they play a song that you haven't heard in like 10 years, and it's just, you just know it. Like, and you don't even, the thing is, you don't have to think about the song. It just comes to you.
So I got in the car the other night, leaving work, and I don't know what station I had it on, but Willie Nelson's version of Lord, It's Hard to Be Humble.
Okay.
When You're Perfect in Every Way came on. And I sang the entire, I couldn't do it right now.
Yeah.
Because I don't have it playing, but I sang almost word for word the entire song. I haven't heard that song in over 30 years.
So I'm going to take it one step further, because I was in someone else's car the other day, and they had like, you know, one of the subscription services.
Yeah.
I don't remember the song, but let's say it was 1979, 1980. It was literally a song that I had not heard in 40 years. Like with the Cyndi Lauper Time After Time, that's still always on the radio. You still hear it. Like it, but there are some songs.
It's been a couple years
that
though.
Was like think like a one hit wonder in 1979. It came on, and I remembered. I couldn't tell you who the artist was. I couldn't tell you, but I knew the melody and I remembered most of the words. So listen to this. Song lyrics, when being processed by the brain, are primarily handled by the left hemisphere. The melody is processed by the right. Huh. Specifically, the left hemisphere's language center decodes the words. The right hemisphere's auditory cortex analyzes the musical elements. And so I would think both of you and I are both more left-brain people anyway, Scott.
Is that the... And I'm not... bragging, I'm asking, is that the creative hemisphere
yes,
of the brain?
I think so.
Okay, all right. What one song, if I play, and I'm not going to, but if I played it right now, you know every single word, no problem.
Most of all of the music from the 80s, and then anything by Taylor Swift.
Like, I know you know Run DMC's...
yeah, but that would go for almost any hit from the 1980s. I just know every word. Yeah. And it's interesting because Johnny will say, how do you remember the words to that?
Because we listen to it a thousand
times. I think I'm more left brain dominant. My guess is he's more right brain dominant. You know, music, I am so fascinated by music and music research when it comes to the brain.
Yeah,
I just think it is one of the most fascinating. We've talked about it before, where you have an Alzheimer's patient.
The last thing that goes is they're
nearly catatonic. But mm-hmm. if you play, you know, the big band music that they enjoyed in the 40s, they will just wake up and start talking about it. And why does music do that? It is so powerfully interesting to me.
I could definitely do. This was the first song that I know I ever memorized. Was Charlie Daniels' Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Okay.
And I remember I had it on a 45 in the late 70s. And if you play Devil Went Down to Georgia right now, and I haven't heard that song in years, I have zero doubt I would know every word.
We're going to have to go back because the left hemisphere, I thought we were left brain
people. Yeah, I thought you were mistaken.
The left brain is associated with logic.
Yeah, well, you're definitely not left brain.
Language. And analytical thinking, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The right brain is typically linked to creativity, emotions. Now, this, I have a question about spatial reasoning, because I don't think I have that either.
I'm going to play you something. I want you to tell me the next line. You ready?
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah. Pick anything from the 80s.
Do I have audio in here?
Pick anything from the
80s. I don't know why that's not playing. Okay, here we go.
Let me
ready?
This up. Yeah. We'll be wrong. Together we can take it to the end of the night. And love is like a something and all the night. I really need you tonight.
No. Your love is like.
Forever's going to start tonight. Forever's going to start tonight.
Your love is like a shadow.
I just sing whatever I want with that lyric.
On me all of the time.
Yeah. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I'm always in the dark, living in a powder keg and giving off sparks. I don't know what to do, and I'm always in the dark. We're living in a powder keg and giving off sparks. I Really Need You Tonight. Forever's going to start tonight. Once upon a time.
Yeah.
You know, it's also,
once upon a time, I was falling in love. Now I'm only falling apart.
What's also really funny about, you know, this conversation is that how many of us think we're getting lyrics right for years? And then you either read it or, you know, you're jamming in the car and your friend looks at you and they're like,
all the time, even with the title of a song, I'll be like, I never knew it was called that. And right. Scott's like, yeah, that's not the words.
Yeah. And then, and even though you know the lyrics are wrong, that's the way you're going to sing it forever.
No matter what. I'll tell you, there's a Taylor Swift song that for years, this is so embarrassing, Blank Space. It's one of her more famous pop songs.
I sang...
Gotta love those Starbucks lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane, but I've got a blank space, baby, and I'll write your name. And I was in the car with my daughter one day. Gotta love those Starbucks lovers. And she goes, what did
it's,
you
it's
just
star
say?
Starstruck, isn't
no,
it?
No, no, no. It's not even close.
Oh.
I thought when she was saying I've got a blank space and I'll write your name, she was talking about on the coffee cup.
Okay.
Yeah. My daughter looks at me and she goes, what did you just say? And I go, Starbucks lovers? And she goes, it's got a long list of ex-lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane. I still can't sing it. I just belt out Starbucks lovers every single time.
Let's go to John in Kansas City. John, hello.
Hey, just a quick update on traffic for you guys.
Please.
If you're headed eastbound on 95th Street, you're not going to make it past Antioch. Water main is just blown up there. And
oh, no.
The whole... all of eastbound 95th Street looks like Lake Quivira right now.
So. Wait, 95th at Antioch and yeah, west of that?
No, east.
Going eastbound on 95th.
Got it.
Just west of Antioch.
Okay. Wow. That is
a very busy
huge
intersection.
Very, commercial, very busy intersection.
Yep. Huh. And 95th Street looks like Lake Quivira. So you might want to avoid it.
Okay, buddy. All right. Thank you, man.
Have a good one, guys.
You too. Be well.
Yeah, that's huge commercial development area.
Fall.
And I don't know how you do it, making love out of nothing at all, baby.
Okay.
And I don't know how you do it, making love
out of nothing at all.
Making love
out of nothing at all.
This is where the drum solo comes in, and I start throwing the devil horns.
They rock the arenas?
Yeah, they make all the stadiums rock.
Stadiums rock, that's right.
God, I love Air Supply.
Did they already come?
They did, and we had something else going on. We couldn't go, but I'll catch them next time.
They're getting up there in years, Dana. There might not be a next time.
Is someone else calling about the water main break at 95th and Antioch? Honestly, we will take those calls. Can we pull that up on...
Scout cam?
There isn't a scout cam at 95th and Antioch.
Why wouldn't there be?
Because it's not a highway.
It's a busy intersection, though.
I don't think they have scout cams at busy intersections.
He says out of nothing and out.
Oh, it is so good. But then it goes boom.
Oh.
Listen to the drum. Here it comes.
The stadiums are about to rock.
Boom. We're rocking out.
Here we go.
Okay, stop it right there. I sing every time I see you, I'm a raisin in the sun and I've got to scream everywhere. I don't know what he says there.
No.
And then something about a starlight. I just belt out whatever feels right in the moment.
Every time I see you, all the rays of the sun
are
streaming
through your hair.
And every star in the sky is taking aim at
your
eyes
like a spotlight.
Tom in Belton. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well, thank you.
Good. Now you guys are talking about this, and I will never forget this, but Scott, you might know this song. It's called Eminence Front by The Who.
I'm familiar with it, but not really familiar with it.
Okay, well, and my sister, I love her to death. You look up Blonde in the dictionary, there it is, but she reminds me so much of Dana. Our Dana reminds me so much of her, so I could.
I take that
Dana
as a huge compliment, Tom.
Well, I could see Dana saying this, but when that song Eminence Front came out, she said, that song's disgusting. I said, what are you talking about? She goes, well, you know what they're singing about. I said, Eminence Front. She goes, oh, I thought they were singing.
I'm going to stop you there because I don't know what you're about to say.
Wait, well, ask him, is it dirty?
I'm going to.
Tom, you can't say if it's dirty.
If it's dirty, I can't put that on the radio.
No, it's not dirty.
Okay, you said.
She just thought they were singing Enemas Are Fun.
Oh, enemas are fun. God, okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Are fun. You know, I mean, and then the song by the Black Crowes, Remedy, she was thinking
Lemonade
somehow. No, Lemonade.
Tom, okay. I'll tell you a funny story. Back in the 80s when Madonna was at the height of her stardom, my much younger cousin asked his mom, they were in the car one day, and he says, what does virtue mean? And my aunt looked at him and she thought, well, that's kind of a grown-up word. That's interesting. So she said, well, you know, like the virtue of a good person. She was trying to explain virtue. And she said, where did you hear that word? And he said, that song, Like a Virtue. And she goes,
nope.
I didn't correct him. He was like 9 years old. She was like, you just keep belting out Like a Virtue.
Like a Virtue. Touch for the very first time.
Like a Virtue. Law was on her side.
How did you know it was the law was on her side?
I just, no.
I always thought it was I was on her
side. No, the law was on her side. Who can stand when she's in demand, her schemes and plans?
Man, you're good.
Let me tell you this.
You are good.
Oh, Johnny is just, he will say all the time, how do you know every lyric to every song? When we went to go see the Michael Jackson 1 Cirque du Soleil show in Vegas a few months ago.
Oh, I bet that was cool.
By the way, oh my gosh, run. It is the best Cirque du Soleil show I've ever seen in my entire life. They did all of his hit songs, Scott.
Oh, wow.
But he says a word in a lot of his songs that I never, like Beat It. Bring up Beat It. There's a word that he says, and it's not just in Beat It. He says this word in all of these songs, and I never...
Shamone! Yeah.
But during the Michael Jackson 1 tribute, they had Shamone on the graphics everywhere. It's S-H-A-M-O-N.
Oh, I thought it was A-N.
Okay. What does it mean? Shamone.
I don't think it's a real word.
Shamone. But he says it all the time.
He says it in a lot of his songs. Shamone.
Is it Beat It that he sings it? Anyway, it's in a lot of songs.
Yeah, he does.
I don't know who Shamone was, but he is mentioned frequently.
Shamone is a Buddhist monk.
Oh!
What does it mean in slang?
Oh, he's saying in Beat It, he's saying be more peaceful.
No, that's not what he's saying.
Don't kill each other, be Shamone.
No. Shamone in slang means come on.
Oh.
So he's basically saying come on. All right, here's one. Let's see if you can get this one.
Let's get to ramen.
You got the look. You are good. I'll give you that.
Oh, I could. I know this whole song. Let me tell you here. You got the look. You must have took a whole hour just to make up your face, baby.
Baby. Thousand times. Ugly lights. Everybody looks bad.
You are the natural beauty unaffected. I can't
Very
see
good.
You. My face is red. I stand corrected.
913-586-7798. I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. It's weird. The lyrics never leave you. A new class action lawsuit says various chemical companies have exposed residents in KCK near 5200 Speaker Road, which I think is out by Bonner, to a toxic cocktail of emissions for decades.
Oh, God.
Earlier this week, seven plaintiffs filed a lawsuit in Kansas federal court against the facility's current owner, Harcross Chemicals, and companies that have operated the facility since the 1960s.
This is over by...
5200.
Well, it's just south of the river, but it's over by... Like Associated Wholesale Grocers.
Yep.
I'm trying to see on the maps, are there homes in that area? So to the north, it's all just woods.
Yep.
Is this saying homeowner, Scott?
It just says residence.
Okay, but look at this. It's the Kansas River.
Yeah, I see. I'm looking at a map right now.
A gigantic strip of woods.
It's just east of 635 and just south of I-70. So I was wrong. It's not near Bonner.
There's a KDOT's office over there. There's a Tippin's Pies. There's, like I said, Associated Wholesale Grocers. Tyson is over there. I do not see any housing. There's a Roto-Rooter. This is very industrial.
Very.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't see any houses.
Now, way south of that, on the other side of Kansas Avenue.
Well, those are the train tracks.
There, yeah. On the south side of the tracks.
I see it now, yep.
You know, all of those, there's a coffee house over there. There's a rec center. There's a
bunch of homes.
And there are a bunch of homes. Yep. Maybe it's all those houses to the south.
Okay.
I mean, all it takes is, you know, rainstorms, right? Runoff.
Or some wind. An Alabama teenager was zapped and even temporarily lost her memory after a lightning strike surged through her electrical outlet.
No.
While she was on her phone during a thunderstorm on Sunday.
Oh, my gosh.
Lisa Henderson, 19 years old, thought she was safe inside her Russellville, Alabama home, scrolling on social media on her phone while lying in her bed when she saw a bright light and quickly received the shock of a lifetime. Her phone was plugged into the wall. As I was watching a video, she says, that's when something struck. After that, I heard a loud pop. After the loud pop, all I heard was ringing in my ears. She said she was also hit with tingling in her hands.
You think?
The shock went up her right arm and then into her shoulder. She realized a bolt of lightning had reached through her extension cord and the charger that she was using while holding onto her phone.
Wow. 20 to 50 people are killed by lightning strikes every year in the United States. Hundreds more are injured.
Yep.
It is rare, but it does happen.
Quick break for the news. That's coming up in about 2 minutes. We have Festivus Thursday.
See, she said Starbucks lover. Did you hear it?
She did not say
yes,
Starbucks
she did.
Lover.
Go
she,
back.
She said, I have a lot of ex-lovers.
Gotta love those Starbucks lovers.
No. Festivus Thursday coming your way in 1 hour here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.